Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
A scandal so big it could end the Democrat Party. We're seeing the outlines of it, and I couldn't be more excited. Folks, put this on your list of things to do today. This is mandatory reading for the Word audience. Every paragraph of this will blow your mind. John Solomon, just the news, getting a scoop from the Department of Homeland Security. Feds probe hundreds of millions in suspected Somali cash in luggage leaving Minneapolis airport. Now, you've heard about the cash going out the Minneapolis airport, sure, but the size of it is what we didn't know. In 2024, $347 million. 25, it grew to $350 million for a total of $750 million just in the last 2 years, just out of the Minneapolis airport. I'll read you some of the article. TSA agents routinely flagged the cash movements to Customs and Border Protection and Homeland Security investigations, but there was little curiosity during the Biden administration. And investigations into the nature and players only began recently since Donald Trump returned to the White House. Now, if I see one more time some of these MAGA people getting so frustrated, it's our side, all over social media. I see it all over our texts, like, nothing's ever going to happen. We're never going to get him. And it's all over. Do you know when the first Somali conviction was? March. Why? They weren't allowed to do it before. They were investigating, yes, the feds, but they weren't allowed to do it before. You know, Trump is already indicted and convicted 90 of these people this year. 90. FBI has been on the ground since May. So don't tell me he's not doing anything and Aaron Arden's ever going to get arrested and I die, give up. Oh no, we're just getting started. This is incredible progress for the first year. Another official said when federal officials inquired with Minnesota officials, they often got accused of being racist by asking questions about Somali immigrants. Again, if you're just tuning in, we are learning. $700 million in cash, Somali immigrants went out the door of just the Minnesota airport. And they say there's billions more, tens of billions more being moved by Somalis nationwide. It's the Democrat fraud industrial complex. Federal and state law enforcement officials said the Somali cash flows were well known in counterterrorism circles since 2016 to 2018 timeframe because of concerns some of the money was headed to Al-Qaeda, Al-Shabaab, and Boko Haram. But most tracking of the money ended when the money reached Dubai because of lack of interest and curiosity during the, say it with me, Biden administration, even though the transfers grew in size. The Somali couriers are believed to be part of a much larger system in which legal and illegal immigrants are moving. Are you still pulled over in your car? If you're in your kitchen, you might want to sit down for this. In which legal and illegal immigrants, the Somali couriers believed to be part of a much larger system in which legal and illegal immigrants are moving tens of billions of dollars a year out of the U.S. Tens of billions of dollars a year. Fuck, this is why they were burning down the Tesla dealerships. They knew this was here. Missouri State Treasurer Vivek Malek told Just the News that more than $200 billion we are being bled dry leaves the United States annually through remittances. Now, some of that is legitimate, kind of. I mean, it's illegal immigrants sending it home. But folks, remember what we heard from Elon Musk? We haven't even gotten into this yet on Joe Rogan. It's been over a month now. He said, oh, yeah, in California, they're taking what should be Medicaid funds, fraudulently loading them on to cash cards and handing them out to illegal immigrants, $10,000 a pop. The size of this is going to cause a psychological fracture in the hive mind of this country. This isn't a fraud case. This is something else. Tens of billions of dollars a year moved out of the United States via flights or remittances by Somali couriers. That's what the Department of Homeland Security's honed in on. Quote, this is Fred Flights, a former CIA analyst and National Security Council chief of staff. If you or I go through an airport and we had $10,000 in cash without declaring it, we'd be arrested. It's a serious violation because it's linked to criminal activity. It's absolutely clear the Biden administration knew this was going on and they were looking the other way.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a thousand-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Trump, quote, Somalian gangs are roving the streets looking for prey. Now, for those of you on our side, I see this comment, gosh, 50 times a day. No one's going to be arrested. Nothing will be done. Trump won't even do anything. He already did. More than 90 defendants, most of Somali descent, have been indicted or convicted so far this year. How many last year under Biden? Zero. Goose egg. He's going as fast as he can. Quote from Trump on Truth Social, Somalian gangs are roving the streets looking for prey as our wonderful people stay locked in their apartments and housing, hoping against hope they will be left alone. This is why they are lying to their sheeple. This is why they are driving them to violence in Missouri, in Minnesota. This is why they are brainwashing people like the woman who tried to kill the ICE agent with her car. Got more on that this morning. And yes, she did try to kill him. Or at least seriously hurt him. We'll get into that in a minute. Stay tuned. I got Iowa guys so much today. This is going to be a great show. Retired FBI Special Agent Jonathan Gilliam told Just the News that investigators are likely tracking the payments to the immigrants who gave the monies to remittance vendors or cash couriers, an important step to determining whether any transactions have nefarious intent. Of course, they know they do. They're moving the daycare money. They're moving the money from the more than 800 healthcare transport companies that never have a client. Democrats knew the whole thing. Now, J.D. Vance saying we've got a big announcement coming on this front. Hold on tight.
I believe, Jesse, we're going to have some very big announcements on this stuff in the next couple of days. I don't want to get ahead of the president on anything, but we believe that there is a nationwide fraud ring rooted in illegal aliens and others taking advantage of the American welfare system. We're going to get to the root of it, and anybody who's involved is going to get prosecuted.
Former FBI Special Agent Jonathan Gilliam went on to say, I think it's very important where you track it to. It's going to take it back to where it first started. I think when you look at the orchestrated migration that occurred across our southern border, that was not people running from a war zone. That wasn't, people seeking asylum, because those are the kinds of things happening below us. It's just people who've come from all over the world because they were told, as it was broadcast, the southern border was open. This is why yesterday you were seeing Democrats, they're desperate, okay? Call for violence. Whip up the rhetoric and the lies. They don't have another move here. Now, listen to what Fox News is getting. The article I just read to you from, if you want to read it, it's Just the News. Feds probe hundreds of millions of dollars in suspected Somali cash and luggage leaving the Minneapolis airport. Again, the takeaway for just tuning in. We are now finding tens of billions of dollars leaving the country a year. Somali networks, illegal immigrant networks set up. At least with the Democrat Party looking the other way. How big do we think it gets? Todd Pyro, Fox News this morning, former federal prosecutor.
We're talking upwards of half a trillion dollars in fraud, upwards of a half a trillion. What do you think the connection is, Jim, quickly, and how intertwined are the issues of this fraud with illegal immigration?
Well, the fact is that there is, you know, substantial fraud here in Minnesota from the Somali American immigrant community here. That's the vast majority of where the fraud is located, and that's absolutely unacceptable. And the fact is, we need to show the world that if you commit fraud in the state of Minnesota or anywhere else, that you're gonna see serious prison time, that you won't get away with it. And unfortunately, for a very long time now, people have felt as though they can get away with it.
Yes, why? How many prosecutions by prosecutors, Tim Walz, in Minnesota? Look at my fingers. Goose egg. We have to go in. This is post-American territory. Got to reclaim it on the streets. But the courts won't prosecute. So we've got to do it. Hence the fraud task force announced by J.D. Vance yesterday, folks. This is going to get so good.